God, Abba Ima, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Until Naomi lost everything. Her life is over. Husband dead. Son's dead. She's a woman as good as dead. An immigrant woman. She could only go home. Tells her daughter-in-laws, stay here. Thanks for the love. You've been great. Hope you get husbands in the future. Orpah leaves. Ruth says, your people, my people, your home, my home, your God, my God. Until Ruth stayed with her, there was no future. But now, there were possibilities for life. Prodigal squanders everything. Self-destruction. What a story. Until it doesn't have to be this way. He came to his senses. He came to himself. This is the classic AA, NA story, isn't it? Bottomed out. Until I can make changes in my life. And the older sibling, dutiful, likely miserable, because he was doing the right thing all the time. So it makes the story great. It isn't resolved. We don't know if there is an until in his life. There is a profound mystery on your bulletin cover for today. I think you only need 6 months to absorb this painting. Please get this out of here. I know your refrigerator is loaded with bulletin covers. I know that's the case already. Take this home. Meinrad Craighead. She had no face. She's crowned with waves of water overshadowing her face, her entire body, breast, belly, a thick bulb rooted in the earth, pushing up. Halo of water which moves within me. Her only prayer, show me your face. This is the yin. Yin yang. This is the feminine, deep, dark, earthy, flowing, seeking her face. Show me my face. Who am I? This is every woman's search. But it has been denied for countless generations by dominating men who also say to non-binary, fluid, trans people, you're searching really doesn't matter. Women, your seeking your face is of no value. Don't bother. Right? It's that cold. It's that raw. It's a waste of time. We've tried to tell you this for thousands of years. And yet your seeking and searching is precisely what we need now and what the future depends upon. That emerging, flowing, truth-telling reality of the feminine. Here's another mystery. The more our own lives emerge as women and men, the more we emerge through life's experiences and struggles and maturity, the more we emerge, God emerges within us. And the more God emerges in our lives, through understanding and wisdom and experience and mercy, the more God emerges, we emerge. We are inextricably bound together. This is tighter than DNA. This really matters. I'm not talking about the psychological self, okay? Our disposition, our attitudes, our preferences. No, no, no. I'm talking about our primal being with which every human being emerges on this planet. The core of who we are. It's in everybody. It's in all the children. Nieces and nephews, our own children, and our grandchildren. And right now, my seventh grandchild, Anthony, is gazing into his mother's eyes, trying to discover who he is. And it comes through her gazing at him. Do you love me? Do I matter? Do I belong here? All of this pre-language longing that for that connection, that assurance that life is a blessing. He's not even 10 days old, and he's desperate to know he's loved. Like everybody here. Nobody's going to admit it this morning, are we? That would be going too far. I'm sorry, I got too close. It's only the gospel, you know, that's... Yeah. That's how tender we are for a lifetime. And it's also the truth that we are all in and of God. Everybody, for a lifetime. We just keep forgetting it, right? We are in and we are of God. But we're not God. Just to be clear. I hate to break it to you this morning, but Elena, Charlene, Linda, you are not God. Is that okay? You are in God. You are of God. You belong to the divine like all of us. That's so important to nurture that connection. Because when it's severed, when we feel separated, then we are the motherless child. And that's what's running our world. A whole bunch of motherless child, cut off. Things I'd have you remember today. The first is, long before the until of the prodigal. Long before the prodigal woke up, came to his senses, decided to go home, long before that until moment, the father, the mother, was waiting for, longing for, anticipating, hoping for, aching for, yearning for the lost to come home. Every day, weeks, months, gazing at the horizon. Where is he? Where is she? Will she ever return? This is the core of Jesus' story. Still out there on the edge, the parent runs to meet and greet and dance and weep, to twirl in circles, forget the speeches, forget forgiveness, come home and party. This is where you belong, and we will celebrate. That's who Jesus says God is. The one who can't wait for us with open arms. Returning again and again and again, always welcome home. Always. We fight it, of course, us prodigals. We can't believe anybody actually likes us, would accept us, take us in, welcome us home. That can't be, can it? Right, prodigals? That part doesn't work in the story. And those of us who are elder siblings, yeah, I don't know if we can really open ourselves to these who have squandered their lives, you know? I don't know. We need to put some limits on the gospel here, don't you think? That's going too far. What kind of compassion is that? It makes no sense. The other thing to remember is Paul in Corinthians today saying, and after the until, when we've come to our senses, when we remember who we are, after that great until, everything changes. We become a new creation, new beings on this planet. The old order is gone. Everything is becoming new. Martin Buber said, we tend to relate to the world as it. It's just it's out there surrounding us who are getting in the way of our lives, right? Just it's. But when we become the new creation, everything becomes thou. It's about relationship and understanding and connection. And the mystery of life. Our world says it's a world of commodities. That's what defines our values, right? How well is the market doing? And then I can have a life after that, right? Right? You know that's true. It is true. After, until the world becomes communion, the well-being of others, the practice of mercy and understanding. I said last week in Hebrew, the world is nephesh, just flesh, going through motions, trying to survive, right? It's as good as it gets. I'm a survivor. Remember all that? After, until we become l'chaim, insightful, dancing, probing, possibilities. It doesn't matter how much we fail or falter. In the new creation, possibilities returning remain endless. So, now we go to the meal, same one with the prodigal. It's a party, and you're invited. Always, we're invited. The meal which celebrates until. How many more untils will there be in your life? Or are you done? Have you reached the end? Oh my God, I'm 57 years old. Nothing new is ever going to happen to me, right? How many more untils do you anticipate? I can change. I can make life better. I can evolve. Yeah, but it rained today, so, you know. It's inside of us that the Spirit is working to provoke all those untils, until we're healthy, until we're healed and whole and happy and a blessing, until we all live in communion with life, we shall be loved. Amen. The peace which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds.